Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1176, How Often Do You Judge People Based on Their Money? By Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host, and I'm here every single day, including weekends and holidays, reading to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And for even more of this content being narrated to you for free, covering personal development and much, much more, check out Optimal Living Daily. One of the latest episodes over there talked about the relationship between our priorities and our values. It was a really great post about being conscious of how we rank our priorities, and I'd recommend listening to that one. So check out Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing my voice right now. But since you're here, let's get right to today's finance post as we start optimizing your life. How often do you judge people based on their money? By Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. That was the title of an email I got recently from a reader who thought I'd enjoy a post over on house.com on how to build your housekeeping muscle. Here's the rest of it. Quote, I read an article recently that I really appreciated and thought you might like it too. It is actually focused on housekeeping issues, but it starts out with a story about people's perceptions about personal finance, and then the steps she suggests for getting better at managing everyday home maintenance are really applicable to personal finance too. It was a good wake-up call for me. One, I shouldn't look down on people who aren't great at managing their money just because I think I am. And two, maybe it's not such a moral failing to not be good at keeping my floors clean. Maybe a non-saver will never have as much in their 401k as they should, and maybe I will never have a spotless kitchen, but we can all make improvements. End quote. I thought this was great because whether we want to believe it or not, we do judge others based on how we think they are with money. I try really, really hard not to, but it's tough to stop the first impressions from hitting your brain when they're completely out of your control. So instead, I try and wipe them out after I think of them and try concentrating on something more productive. Like, as our good reader mentions in that quote, something that they probably are good at instead. Let's take my friend Tom, for example. He doesn't ever invest into his 401k plan, but the crazy part is that he teaches people they should invest in their 401ks as a job. Like, that's what he does 40 hours a week. I cringe every time I think of that. But the guy is amazing with other parts of his life instead, like with being almost obsessive about time management and working out. Never have I met someone who works so well on a schedule and can get so many things done and on time. Another example, my friend Angel, not his real name, but I've always liked it for a guy. Angel has never saved a penny of his earnings in the 8+ years since I've known him. There's always a new BMW he wants, or a club he has to attend, or the latest electronic gizmo that's about to change his life. Despite my constant hints that he needs to start saving at some point here, it goes through one ear and out the next, because according to him, life's short, so you should enjoy it before you die. True indeed, but what if you live until 100? I've tried being better at this and just letting him do his thing without being a nagging friend, but it's oftentimes hard. The guy is incredible at cooking and always being there for you as a friend, though. I've never met someone so willing to go out of their way to help another person in my life. Great with relationships, sucky with money. So it's definitely true what our reader mentions. We're all good at something, and it doesn't necessarily mean with money. This also got me thinking of other judgments I come into generally during life, too. Reactions to things like fancy cars, houses, jobs, etc. In fact, here, I'll list some of them out along with my initial feelings, then add the justifications I usually think shortly after to give people the benefit of the doubt. Fancy cars. Sexy, I want that. If only I had the balls to pony up the cash like that dude did. Fancy home. Yuck. Just the idea of having to manage that thing would stress me out. I hope that person has a big family. Fancy clothes. Love it. Not gonna lie, I can appreciate a well-dressed woman, or even man for that matter. They must need to do that for their job. Fancy jewelry. The blinger the better. But I couldn't tell the difference between a fake diamond and a cubic zirconia, so it doesn't impress me much, and this from a guy who paid hundreds of dollars for the earring currently in his ear. They probably got it as a gift. Fancy job. Good for them. It takes a lot of hard work and focus to pull off becoming a high-paying lawyer, doctor, real estate mogul, etc., so I respect a gig like that. Fancy electronics. Waste of money. Hopefully they play with them all the time and thoroughly enjoy them. Fancy food. Double meh. They're probably out celebrating a special event. And so on and so forth. I bet we come across half these items every single day, actually. And again, they're all judgments, just mainly on things this time over people. Though, of course, it always comes back to them in the end, too. Thus my rationalization after feeling each of those ways. I doubt I'm ever right 90% of the time, but a financial guy's gotta hope for the best, right? And regardless, none of it really matters in the end anyway, since it doesn't affect us personally. Though it is good that we know ourselves well. Anyway, I'm rambling. The takeaway today, especially after celebrating the day of Thanksgiving, is to keep an eye on those judgments and try to redirect your focus on the positive when possible, especially those that directly concern you and your family, lifestyle, and money. That's really what's important in our lives. All the rest is just noise. You just listened to the post titled, How Often Do You Judge People Based on Their Money? By Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And as you may have noticed by Jay's closing comments on this blog post, he originally posted this back on Thanksgiving weekend, but we thought it was appropriate to give thanks to Jay Money since he is concluding his long blogging career on Budgets Are Sexy at the end of the month. Jay is a great person who we've been lucky enough to get to know over the past few years, and he has helped so many people via Budgets Are Sexy, and he's been a proponent of our podcast for a long time too. Since he only has a couple of days left, we thought it would be really nice if the Optimal Finance Daily community reached out to tell him thank you for his work. And the best way to do that, best way to reach him, is on Twitter, @BudgetsAreSexy. And I'm sure he would appreciate you taking a moment of time out of your day to tell him thanks. And we wish him the best as he moves on to new stages in his career. Okay, that's going to do it for today and another installment of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a very happy Friday as we head towards the weekend. Thanks so much for being here each and every day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.